Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a Friday night in Midland. I'm joined by Avery Short, who just threw six shutout innings last night against the Rockhounds, as this pitching performance for the Soddies has been pretty unbelievable this week. And Avery, that is probably one of the top two or three starts of your Double-A career last night. What do you think was working best that allowed you to work through those six innings relatively efficiently?
I just think I had pretty good command of both my fastballs last night, and then my spin was on. The sweeper was working really well to righties, and then using the cutter down and in kind of got a lot of swing and miss on that, which set up other pitches, which helped a lot.
Yeah, you stole my second question, because I was going to ask about the effectiveness of the sweeping slider against the right-hander. Seems like they just couldn't quite square it up. A lot of those back foot whiffs. Has to feel good to land that pitch exactly where you want it to.
Yeah, for sure, especially because that's never been my strong suit, so kind of working on that a lot recently and seeing results from that is definitely helpful and makes you feel good.
You were drafted in 2019, so this has been a long pro ball journey for you. What do you think the version of you that walked off that mound last night after the sixth inning could teach the 2019 high school version of you that first started this pro ball journey?
Oh, so much. I don't even know where I could begin. I actually was talking to somebody recently and said if I could pay a certain amount of money to go back and do it again, I would, just because the amount you learn from people in 6 years and even just learning from myself has been insane.
What about this season specifically have you taken away so far? Because for the team, it was a real slow start, but now right in the middle of a playoff race. What do you think this season specifically has taught you so far?
I think just trying to build on every start, especially when you have a good one, and then playing as a team, you know, like when everybody's playing well and we put up two shutout games before, it puts a lot of pressure and makes you want to rise to that and perform.
The numbers for you are much better in May than they were in April. What do you think the mid-season adjustment has been for you to have more success recently?
I think just getting a lot more comfortable, and I was working on some mechanical changes coming out of spring training, so I think kind of just finding the right path through that and getting more settled has helped me a lot.
What's your relationship with your pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez, like?
It's great. I've been with Gabby for, I think, 5 years now, and I think both of us have grown a lot, and he's helped me so much that I feel like it's such a good relationship at this point.
Got to be great to have a pitching coach that knows you that well.
Yeah, 100%, and manager, because I've been with both of them. I think Coley I was with 2019. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you think Coley specifically does that creates this culture in the clubhouse that everybody I think feels empowered to be themselves?
I just think that he's the same every day, whether we win or lose or if it's going good or bad, and he kind of helps us like carry that into ourselves and just always has good vibes.
What's the collaboration process like between yourself and the rest of the pitching staff, but specifically the starters, as far as you guys are facing the same lineup night after night? What do you hope Daniel Egan can learn tonight from your start last night?
Yeah, I think we collab a lot and kind of are talking most games throughout the game and even afterwards, and just hope that like he learned that he can be aggressive and hopefully get some quick outs and go deep into the game.
His season has kind of been like yours in that it was a little bit rougher April, much better May. What have you seen from him specifically that we hope to see on the mound tonight?
I think honestly, like, it was a lot of confidence, you know, like him just kind of finding himself and where he was at the end of last year, because when you take 7 months off, you know, you can kind of lose some things. So I think just confidence with him and him just pitching like himself.
This is my own observation of being around this team since opening day. You seem like a little bit more of a quieter, reserved kind of guy. This clubhouse has a lot of people that are the opposite of that. How do you think your style of just going about your business fits in with the rest of this group?
I think it's perfect, because yeah, then those guys can, you know, they can have their spotlight. And I mean, all those guys are awesome. They keep the clubhouse so fun, and try and pitch in when I can. But yeah, I think it works well, because you can't have 28, you know, eccentric loud guys.
Yeah, no, you definitely are the yin to some of their yangs. What do you think a casual baseball fan out there doesn't know about the grind of being a starting pitcher at this level? Because we have a five-man rotation, so once every few weeks you'll pitch twice, but usually it's just once a week. What would you say to a fan that asks you a question like, what's just the day-to-day like?
I would just say it's probably more than you think, and there are definitely some down days, but even on your down days, you're still working on something and have a goal to achieve. So I think it's just even though we play or work one day a week, still working all 6 days.
Any goals for the rest of the season?
I'd honestly just keep building on what I've been doing this month and hopefully carry it into some more home games and not just on the road. But yeah, just finish up with a good season and hopefully make the playoffs and get a ring.
Avery, thanks for the time.
Of course.
Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.